Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Marazi Sheyichyu. And we will be discussing Amir Tzeshem, the Tumidim, in the Chinuch HaMizbeach, in the Mishnah and Menachis, and Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph. It says, Lo Hikrivu, Keves Baboker, Yakrivu Ben Harbayim. If they weren't Makriv the Keves in the morning, then they should be Makriv the Keves in the afternoon. On Rav Shimon, etc. It says, Vaitur the Mishnah Loik Tiru Ktaris Baboker. If they weren't Makriv the Ktaris in the morning, then what do you do? Yakrivu Ben Harbayim. Then they should be Makriv it in the afternoon. On Rav Shimon, etc. She'ein mechanchem is hamizbeach ela biktores, because you're only allowed to be mechanich the she'ein mechanchem is mizbeach hazav ela biktores. You're only mechanich the mizbeach shel zav with ktores. Rashi says if ben harbayim, the Gemara is going to explain what the Mishnah means. Lo mizbeach ha'ola ela b'tamid shel shachar, and a mizbeach ha'ola, your mechanech, you inaugurate with the Tamid Shel Shachar. And the Shulchan is inaugurated with the Lechem Apanim on Shabbos. And the Menorah is inaugurated with the seven candles, Bein Harbayim in the afternoon. The Gemara and Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, this is Menachas, asks, Chinuch man docher shmei, pitom. Mishnah mentions chinuch. Mifal derain chinuch. The Mishnah starts. It says if they weren't makriv the kevis in the morning, do it in the afternoon. If they weren't makriv the ktaris in the morning, do it in the afternoon. And then we say, oh, because you're only mechanich the mizbeach with the ktaris, and the mizbeach ha'ola with tamid shel shachar. Where did chinuch come in here? So, and for the Gemara, chesurei mechzur v'hochi katan. This is a chisurei mechzura, and this is what it means. Lo yakrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu bein harbayim. If they weren't makriv the keves in the morning, don't bring it in the afternoon. Bemed varam amurim, when is this talking about? Shelo nischanich hamizbeach. When the mizbeach hasn't yet been mischanich, and this hakrov is the chinuch hamizbeach, and therefore they shouldn't be makriv the bein harbayim first. You have to be mechanich with the tamid shel shachar. Aval nischanich hamizbeach yakrivu bein harbayim. But if they're already mischanich the mizbeach, then they can be makriv bein harbayim. However, continues the Gemara, skipping a bit, Aval Amar Shimon, etc. Menani Mili Tetan Rabbanan Vesa Kevesa Sheni Tase Ben Harbayim Sheni Ben Harbayim Velo Rishon Ben Harbayim. The second one has to be in the afternoon, and not the first one in the afternoon. In other words, when you're ready makriv in the morning, you should be makriv the second one, bein harbayim. But the first one can't be bein harbayim. B'med varam amurim shelo nischanech hamizbeach. That's only when the mizbeach wasn't mischanech. Aval nischanech hamizbeach. But if the mizbeach was already inaugurated, afilo rishon bein harbayim. You can even bring the first one, bein harbayim. In other words, you see from here, and this is based on, we've been going through the Shiurim of Agon HaTzadik Rav Leibel Mintzberg on Kochim. It's based on his Torah. So it's a hemshech of what we learned previously. So we see from here that the Tamid Shel Shachar is not ma'akev the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. Even if they weren't makriv the Tamid Shel Shachar, you can still be makriv the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. just b'mizbeach chadash shadayin lo nischanech, if it's the new mizbeach that hasn't yet been inaugurated, if you weren't makriv tamid shel shachar, you shouldn't be makriv on this new mizbeach the tamid shel bein harabayim. Why? Because you only mechanech the mizbeach haola with tamid shel shachar, like it says, v'sakevas hasheni teaseh bein harabayim. Sheni bein harabayim v'lo rishon bein harabayim. The second one has to be, but not the first one bein harabayim. So when you're mechanech the mizbeach l'chatchila, make sure that it's done with the tamid shel shachar. Aval divrei agmara tzrichim biur. שהרי לא נתבהר בגמרא מה טעם נדרשה דרשה זו של שני בין הארבעים ולא ראשון בין הארבעים רק בלא נתחנך המזבח. The Gemara doesn't explain to us why we're darshaning this drasha of שני בין הארבעים and not ראשון בין הארבעים, when that it's talking about in the event, it's in the context of a case where there was not yet a chinuch המזבח. Rashi explains that this pasuk v'sakevus hasheni teaseh bein harabayim that we darshan v'lo rishon bein harabayim b'chinuch k'siv t'chsiv le'el minei v'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha'mizbeach b'parshas v'ata tetzaveh. That this Rashi explains that this pasuk v'sakevus sheni ben arba'im that we darshan sheni ben arba'im v'lo rishon ben arba'im is talking about the chinuch hamizbeach. But he says earlier v'zeh asher ta'aseh al hamizbeach in parshas v'ata tetzaveh v'hachi midrash kra, and this is how the pasuk is darshan. Im v'sakevus ha'echad ta'aseh b'boker. In other words, first he's telling you this is what you should do on the mizbeach. So it's talking about being mechanech the mizbeach, starting it off. Previous pasuk it says Shivasiyam Tchapra al Mizbech Vikidash, talking about the 7 days of inaugurating the Mizbech. So this is talking about that's the 7 days of preparation, and then it should start with Esakevus Echad Taseh Baoker Esakevus Hashini Taseh Bein Harbayim Vachim Midrash Kra. And this is how the pasuk is darshan. Im Esakevus Echad Taseh Baoker Huchshar Sheni LeKarv Bein Harbayim. If the Kevus Echad was made in the morning, then the second one was now prepared to be brought in the afternoon. If the first kevus you made in the morning, then in a chinami, the second one can be done in the afternoon. Ilolo, but if not, not. Aval nischanech hamizbeach, afilu rishon ben harbayim. But if you're a mechanech the mizbeach, even the first one ben harbayim, kolaymar, afilu lo hikriv b'shacha, yakriv ben harbayim. The Mizbeach was already Mischanech, then the first one can be Bein Harbayim, even if you are Makriv. Tamid Shel Shachar, you could be Makriv Bein Harbayim. And to be Parshas Pinchas Ksiv, Ve'esakeves Hasheni Taseh Bein Harbayim. It says there that the second Keves you should do in the afternoon. Well, Behai Kro, and in that specific Pasuk, Lo Ksiv, it doesn't say, Esakeves Echad Taseh Baboker. V'tanya B'sifri, Hai Kro Loma Ne'amar, why do you have the second v'sakevus sheni bein harbayim? It already says it earlier in the parsha. So why do we need the second pasuk? Because I might think that if you weren't makriv in the shachar, you should be makriv bein harbayim. Tamalom akrav basa. That's why the latter pasuk v'sakevus sheni magid shalfa bishalo hikriv shel shachar yakriv shel bein harbayim. So we have the pasuk in Parshas Pinchos that tells us the second v'sakevus sheni bein harbayim without the kevus echad taseh b'boker, meaning that even if you didn't bring the kevus in the morning, you should still bring in the afternoon. Hagirsa shelefaneinu b'Rashi hi meshubeshet. As beritva biyuma b'daflamidale ramidale of tibu amatchil b'ha pirish kafi shezbarnu b'shem Rashi. V'gam b'shita mekubetzet higia ke'enze b'leshon Rashi. V'ayein od b'ferush shel Rabbi Ovadia mipar tenura shepirish ken b'mishna. Ad kan hezbarnu b'siyata deshmaya ta sugia al pi Rashi. וכבר תמו המפרשים מאוד על פירוש זה, שמשמע מפירוש זה, שמה שדרשו דין זה, ששני בין הארבעים ולא ראשון בין הארבעים, לעניין חינוך מזבח, שהם מחנכים את המזבח אלא בתמיד של שחר, הוא משום שהפסוק הזה, של את הכבש אחד תעשה בבוקר ואת הכבש שני בין הארבעים, שממנו דורשים שני בין הארבעים ולא ראשון בין הארבעים, נאמר פרשת מילים, פרשת תצווה ופרשת זו מדברת בחינוך המזבח. So it comes out according to Rashi that the reason we make this drasha is because it says we darshan sheni ben arbaim below rishon ben arbaim regarding chinuch hamizbeach, that you're only mechanich the mizbeach with tomid shel shachar. It's because this pasuk is a kevus chotzer baruker, it's kevus sheni is ben arbaim, from which we darshan the sheni is ben arbaim and the rishon is not ben arbaim. That is because this was said in the parsha of the tamidim, of the tamidim in parshas tetzaveh. And this parish is talking about chinuch hamizbeach, so we can darshan, oh, when you're mechanech the mizbeach, make sure you do it first in the morning. And this is difficult to understand, because be'emes, this parsha also has a pasuk, v'esakeves ha'sheni taseh bein ha'arbayim, and in this pasuk, it doesn't say esakeves ha'chot taseh b'boker. So we should be able to be medayik from this pasuk, even in Tetzaveh, that even b'chinuch hamizbeach, which is what this parish is talking about, according to this peirush, even though you weren't makriv shel shachar, you can be makriv shel bein arbaim, just like we are medayik like this from the Sifri and Pinchas. In other words, the Sifri says that from Pinchas, you see that it says v'sa keves hasheni sever arbaim alone. That means you don't need the keves echad baboker. So why don't we say the same words in Parashas Tetzaveh? We have a pasuk, independent pasuk of v'sa keves hasheni sever arbaim, that you don't have to have the keves echad baboker, because according to the way Rashi is learning, it's talking about chinuch hamizbeach. On the other hand, the first pasuk, "Esakeves echot taseh b'boker v'etakeves hasheni taseh bein arba'im," that was already said in Parshas Pinchas that we're not talking about chinuch hamizbeach. So we could have darshan that even if you are mechanich the mizbeach, you shouldn't be makriv bein arba'im if you wouldn't be makriv talmid shel shachar. Because again, in Parshas Pinchas, we're not talking about chinuch hamizbeach, and there we have a pasuk of "Esakeves echot taseh b'boker v'etakeves hasheni taseh bein arba'im." So why don't we darshan from that pasuk that even if you're not mechanich the mizbeach, you still have to bring the korban talmid shel shachar first, just like we darshan from this pasuk in Tetzaveh. In other words, bekitzel amorim, these two pesukim, the first pasuk esachav sagav boker v'esakeves hasheni taseh bein arba'im, the latter pasuk esachav sagav sheni taseh bein arba'im, was said both in Pinchas and in Tetzaveh, and anachnu lo mevinim lama darashnu b'parashat Tetzaveh that it's talking about chinuch hamizbeach, that you need dafka b'chinuch hamizbeach to only bring it in the morning first. But we ignore the fact that in the same parish it says v'sakeves hasheni taseh bein arba'im independently. So we could darshan from that even with b'chinuch hamizbeach you can start with bein arba'im. And in Pinchas we have both psukim, so why there don't we darshan that, oh, it's talking not about chinuch hamizbeach, and yet there's an independent pasuk, and yet there's a pasuk of v'sakeves chasav boker v'sakeves hasheni taseh bein arba'im, so maybe learn from there that even if it's not chinuch hamizbeach, you still need to start with the morning. The Gemara darshins, no. The Gemara darshins that in Parshas Tetzaveh you learn that chinuch hamizbeach you have to start in the morning, and otherwise you can start in the afternoon. And in Parshas Pinchas we learn that on a regular day you can start in the afternoon. But in Tetzaveh that we're talking about chinuch hamizbeach, there we learn that if you didn't do it in the morning, then you can't do it in the afternoon. But again, we have both psukim and both parshas, so why do we darshan what we darshan? We can darshan just the opposite. You have a pasuk in Pinchas, which is not talking about chinuch hamizbeach, that has both the morning and the afternoon. So say you have to bring both the morning and the afternoon. You can't start with the afternoon. Ve'od kasha lepirush ze, shim kol ikar hatam shedarshu miparshat Pinchas. If the whole reason we darshan from Parashas Pinchas that you're only mechanich the mizbeach b'talmid shel shachar is because this parasha is talking about chinuch hamizbeach, then if the whole reason that we darshan from Parashas Tetzaveh that you're only mechanich the mizbeach b'talmid shel shachar is because this parasha is talking about chinuch hamizbeach, we should have learned from this parasha that you can only be mechanech lemizbeach with two tamidim, like the mitzvah of this parasha b'shleimus. And therefore, it should be min hadin that you can only be mechanech lemizbeach if you have the two kvasim and the two tamidim. And mipash this divrei hasugiyot mashma, they can be mechanech lemizbeach even if they only had one keves, and you bring it in the morning. And Rabbeinu, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, I was zochet to live on his street for many, many years. I feel special shaychus, the famous Rechov Or HaChaim in the Rova. So in the Perush Or HaChaim al HaTorah, Shmot Chavtet Lametet, he katav kach lehedya, Shegam b'chinuch ha-mizbeach ein tamid shel ben ha-arbayim me'akev, u'makrivim tamid shel shachar, gam im ein lam ela keves echad, v'lo yuchlu lehakriv, tamid shel ben ha-arbayim. Didim ha-yichinuch ha-mizbeach, Talmud Shabbat Rai, Zan Akif. You make of Talmud Shashachar and you're set. V'chol Iikar Perush Zeh Nera Shua Pima Shapiresh Rashi V'chumash B'Parashat Penchas Shaparashat HaTmidim B'Tetzaveh Hayta Azhara L'Meh Miluim. ולפי זה וזה שאתה עושה על המזבח מתפרש כהמשך למצוות ימי המילואים, like we said before, that this parashas tamidim in tetzave is an azhar for the ימי המילואים. This is what you should do on the mizbeach. So after the shivas ימי המילואים, this is what you should do. So we're talking about chinuch המזבח. The only problem is that, as we mentioned in a previous shir, לא נאמרה פרשה זו לימי המילואים בלבד. זה לדורות, כתוב עולת תמיד לדורותיכם. This is not מיוחד for חינוך המזבח. And לפי משמעות הכסובים, the מזבח was מזקדש במשיחה בלבד. Because before the parasha, וזה אשר תעשה, it says in Shmos 29:36-37, ומשכת אותו לקדשו, שבעת ימים תכפר על המזבח וקידשת אותו, והיה מזבח קודש קודשים, כל הנוגע במזבח יקדש. משמע שהמזבח נתקדש במשיחה. וואו, זאת אומרת שהמזבח הוא מזקדש במשיחה. שחת רצה לקדשי. That's the kiddush, the משיחה. And so is משמע in parashas kisisa. ומשכת בו 30:26-29. ומשכת בו את עול מועד, ואת מזבח העולה ואת כל כליו, וקידשת אותם, והיו קודש קודשים, כל הנוגע בהם יקדש. וכן במצוות הקמת המשכן בפיקודי, פרק י' פסוק מם, ומשכת את מזבח העולה ואת כל כליו, וקידשת את המזבח, והיה מזבח קודש קודשים. So here it doesn't mention הקורא בשני כבשים at all, you just have the anointing. So מזבח was מזקדש, just with משיחה, like the other clay sharis, like we see in the Gemara in Shvuis, and of Tesvov, that the kelim that Moshe made, נזקדשו במשיחה בלבד. As we discussed at length in other shiurim. ואין לנו כלל פרשה מיוחדת לחינוך המזבח בקורבנות. וצריך איפה ביאור במה שדרשו שאין מחנכים את המזבח. Where do you see that you're only מחנך the מזבח with the תמיד של שחר? בחזון איש כתוב במנחות בסימן למד הסיף קטן ה' שכל דין זה שאין מחנכים את המזבח אין זה דין של חינוך וקידוש מזבח חדש it's talking not about a new מזבח but the base המקדוש and it's like a קרבס המילואים and this din only applies in בניין שלמה and בניין עזרא and in בניין דלא אסיד but מרהיטס המשנה והגמר it's not משמע like that in Gabba Sogas HaRamban al Sefer HaMitzvah Shari Shlishin and the Sefer Mikdash Dovid in Simen Beis Yivkot Nalav and Chidushi HaGriz in our Sugya and so that's a big Chiddush from the Heilige Heilige Chazon Ish Ela Shebe'etzem Kol HaSugya Tzricha Bi'ur Sharei B'Mishnah Mevo'ar Dinei Chinuch לא למזבח העולה בלבד, אלא גם למזבח הקטורת, לשולחן ולמנורה, ולא תרחו בגמרא למצוא פסוקים כדי לדרוש מהם דיני חינוך לכל אותם כלים. So it's weird that we find the pasuk for the chinuch of the Ola, but we also talk in the sugya, in the Mishnah, about chinuch mizbeach haktayres, and the chinuch hashulchan, and the chinuch hamenorah, and we don't find any pasukim there. Only by the Ola the Gemara is menahanim yelling it. Why is that? So, sweet friends, we certainly, most certainly, have our work cut out for us. And what I request of you is that you stay tuned, and Amir Tzah Hashem, in the next shir, in the coming shir, we will present a mahalach in the sugya, which will hopefully be Masuk Midvash V'Noifes Tzufim. I thank you so, so incredibly much for listening. And B'li Neder, we shall continue. And remember that Sof Davar Kol Nishma Et Elokim Yira Ve'et Mitzvotav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Ha'Adam. Shalom, shalom.